Oh my God, people, it's Sean Cullen here. I am crazed from Freedom Town. Oh my God, I'm tired. It was a long time having these crazy children here, and it kept me away from you, the people I care about most. What's going on? How are you? I miss you. It's just been ridiculous. I'm quite exhausted, but it's been fun. They had a good time, I think. No one was hurt. And I am still here, waiting for you to call me and say I'm a dead squirrel. Yeah, it's been a good week. And I'm sorry I was so lax in sending you messages, but the thing is, they're all over me. I can't escape these creeps. So, in the end, what can you do? You just suffer through it, fight a dog, punch a baby, get what happens in your face and stick it in your eye hole. What's happening in the world? Well, I'll take a look through a few different areas and make love to a squirrel in time to teach you dreams at light. What? Does anyone care about what's happening in this world anymore? I know I don't. Did you see what's Birdman? Everyone thought it should win. I didn't see it, so I can't be the one who says no. I'm just looking through. What I like to do on a Tuesday is go to the iTunes and look at all of the new music available that's been released. Why is Tuesday the day people release their music? I don't really get it. Why not some other wonderful day? I'm not sure, but yeah, Tuesday is the day. All the new movies, all the new apps, all the new TV releases, all the new records, all the haul, the new even video games. Why is Tuesday the day? Does it give it time for the kids to get their allowance money together and buy it on Friday? I don't really understand it. I don't like Squishy the pig. He comes from a horse's mouth. Hey, the Prodigy have a new album out. Is that the Prodigy, the guy with I'm a fire starter, crazy fighter starter, wanna smack my bitch up? Prodigy? I think it probably is. He kind of bugged me. I'm not really a huge fan of smacking bitches up, so that's my problem. Still. There's some great essential rock albums available. I mean, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. I love Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. It's a great album full of weird songs, but some great. I don't know, what happened to Elton John? Not much, really. He just, you can't make people stay a certain way. It's so hard to be alive and not age and change your point of view. And it's hard to be, say, angry and jerk. Upset by things when you're wealthy. It's like what I always thought about, what's his name? Bruce Springsteen. It's like, it's really unlucky. When you get, you get, you're writing about living on the road and, the hard streets of New Jersey and everyone's like it's jungle land. And then you're a millionaire, billionaire. It's hard to write about that anymore because you're really moved on. So, I don't know what your mother said, but she smelled like a farting dog. Grandma is my little friend. Grandma is my little friend. I don't know where the wind blows. Yeah, so there you go. So what's on today? I don't know. Nellie Mackay, I got her album. It's quite a strange, she's got a lovely kind of strange point of view that I enjoy. Brandon Flowers looks like a very moody situation. I don't know what about these people here. And then it's crazy on iTunes, they have an entire gospel like banner here. Greatest Hits Christian Gospel. Whoa. Know Jesus loved music that much. I guess he does. But you know what I love is, here's my big problem with, say, Christianity, for example. Why do you want to make money? Jesus didn't have any money. Why do you want to be a recording star, a gospel recording star, praising Jesus and making money? I don't think that's my I don't I just don't understand why Jesus would think that was okay or like encourage you to do that. I understand the evangelical aspect of it, where you're reaching people with your beautiful music, but and praising God, don't get me wrong, but the money. What do you do with the money? Do you just give it away? Do you walk to your concerts? Do you, how do you pay for all this? There's money being made somewhere, because nothing gets made without money being made. Anyway, it's just a it's a conundrum for me, because my son goes to it. My son, oldest son, lives in Los Angeles, and his mother works at a Christian school, and he goes to the Christian school. And I go to pick him up there, and it's just a line of Escalades, Ferraris, Porsches, Lexi. And you're just saying, well, where does Jesus fit in all this? What is his, I mean, really? I don't think he'd be so keen on these vehicles. It's very strange. It's one of the reasons I have trouble. I'm a Catholic. I was raised a Catholic, and I just have trouble going back to going, well, what, how do you reconcile this venal world with, the world that we live in? The venal world with the God's will for us, It's like, Islamic people going, hey, let's kill people. Well, Muhammad wasn't big on that. I mean, he didn't say murder everyone and all that sort of thing and keep your wife in a closet. He really didn't say that sort of thing, But as God is my witness, I love pork and I can't give it up. I am a little baby squirrel, a little baby squirrel with a diaper on my curl. I am a dead man with one foot. Would you touch me in the mouth? Oh yeah, I haven't seen The Imitation Game, but I bet it's brilliant. I know the story of Alan Turing, and it's a tragic one, very, very sad. And I'm glad that it's been made on television, not a television. What do you call this thing? The movies. Unbroken looks like balls to me. I loved Interstellar. Loved it. I'm just a huge fan of science. This is the thing that I'm going through. Weird. The cover of National Geographic currently is the war on science. Let me just find it. The online home. Let's take a look. See if they'll show me the cover. It's coming to a head in a lot of strange ways. Oh my God, it's so amazing. Let me see. I want to see last issue. Can I do that? It's so beautiful. Well, this is so amazing anyway. Well, let me just say, it was, first of all, people don't believe human beings land on the moon. Okay. Why? Why don't you believe that? I don't really understand it. Do you believe that your computer works? Do you believe there's Velcro? Do you believe in all of this stuff? Why do you choose not to believe that? That people are trying to, you know, fool you about getting to the moon. It's really quite stupid. The second thing is evolution. There's a lot of evidence to support it. I don't really understand, like, because the thing that comes down to, and I think we've talked about this before, is you just can't make people believe something that they choose not to believe. No matter how much information, no matter how much, they believe that you're trying to fool them. And, you know, I was just reading a great book, as I said, what's his name? Bill Nye, writing a book called Undeniable, trying to you know, prove to people who believe in that evolution is false. Well, what's the alternative? If you can give me 1 ounce of proof the other way, he's a scientist. He will say, yeah, great, okay, you've proven it, I'm on board. But they can't. All they can say is, well, I believe it. And, you know, it's like the people who say have created the Flying Spaghetti Monster God. I believe he's there. The Flying Spaghetti Monster is God. Please, you know, respect my wishes. And it's just foolish, you know. Not that God is foolish, not that being religious is foolish, but, you know, let's just, you know, science doesn't have to conflict with religion. Isn't it beautiful, the world, even if we understand it? Isn't that what, I believe God wanted us to figure it out, to grow and think and figure out what it's all about and what he made. If he was the maker, why would he want us to be ignorant? You know, it doesn't make any sense. Anyway, and the other thing is, and I probably, weirdly, will get in a lot of trouble for this, but vaccination, people refuse to vaccinate their children because they think it's dangerous. Hey, I believe that if the Native American population had the alternative of being vaccinated for smallpox instead of being decimated by 80% of their population, I think they would have taken it. You know, and the other thing is, I have children, they're getting vaccinated. If your dumb children don't get vaccinated, that's a liability for me. That's my children are in danger now because your foolish children are not being vaccinated. Vaccination works if everyone does it. That's why ancient diseases are coming back, like measles and rubella and smallpox. They were almost annihilated. And now people are like, oh, I don't believe in it. What don't you believe? What is it you don't believe? When was the last measles epidemic? What, you know, point me in the way of your evidence. The best one, though, is on Facebook. Somebody shared this thing that was a feminist group saying, vaccination is the gateway to heroin because you learn to accept needles into your body, so you become a heroin addict eventually. Right? So there must be potentially about 1 billion, well, let's say 3 billion heroin addicts on the face of the earth. How many of them are there actually? I'd say a vanishingly small percentage. Good for you. But the idea is that it's the way of the patriarchy to overwhelm and destroy the will of women. I would believe that. If it was only women being vaccinated, I would believe that. So why are we trying to turn men into heroin addicts? What is your... But the thing that I love the most about all of these people is they always say, studies show. Studies show that vaccination is a gateway into heroin addiction. Studies show. Really? What studies? What do they show? Why don't you quote these studies? Why don't you say, the study at Procter & Gamble or the study at the Mayo Clinic in 1978, March 27th, not just studies show. I could say studies show that teddy bears can talk. Studies show that horses poop gold. Studies show that oranges, when you open them, are apples sometimes. Studies show. I love it. I love studies showing. It's the best. So let's take a look here. What else is going on? Blah, 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 blah. I'm really kind of sad because for a long time I haven't gotten the, hey, I love you from a foreign land email, which I really enjoy. Let's see. Oh, Atlas Obscura sent me something. That's fun. Saga of the Yeti's Hand. Oh, traveling around the world in a flurry of authentication and exploitation, the wild history of this mythical manipulator involves theft, oil, science, monks, and Jimmy Stewart. Thanks to reasons both religious and environmental, not to mention a botched CIA installation, the second highest peak in India is off limits to visitors and locals alike. Ooh, they found a secret Nazi redoubt in the jungles of Argentina. Check out the colossal building projects China has in the works that could steal every building record in the world and kill hundreds of thousands of Chinese peasants. I added that. The city of Bristol rolls out its eco-friendly bus that's powered by local poop. Love it. The struggle to get independent space travel company SpaceX to release their images to the public domain. That's fun. Okay, let's take a look at this stuff. I'm interested in the Yeti. What's happening with him? I'm always interested in what the Yeti's up to. This coffee is delicious today. I don't know what it is. Strange saga of. Oh, it's a hand. The replica Yeti hand. Turns out, like, if you want to go to Atlas Obscura, look for The Strange Saga of the Stolen Yeti Hand by Jeremy Fugelberg. I would suggest to you sign up for their letter, their newsletter. It sends you an amazing little weird thing every once in a while. Oh, there's a skull as well. Okay, let's take a look at this. Turns out if a group of Nepalese monks are missing their Yeti hand, they'll accept a replacement from the same people who crafted the costumes and weapons for the Lord of the Rings movies. Don't expect them to forget how Jimmy Stewart smuggled part of the hand out under the nose of customs officials, or how the ensuing attention led to the theft of the monk's other Yeti relics. Okay, so the hand has been returned. It was stolen. Jimmy Stewart walked out with a little bit of it. And then what else? This is no small matter for the monastery, which relied on donations from those who visited the monastery's Yeti hand and skull cap. I want to help the monastery have an income again. I want to help them out. That's so great. And they're just like this bad, kind of yellowed hand. The Yeti relics. When Tom Slick, a Texas oil man, he wanted to hunt the abominable snowman, the quest failed, but Slick, while injured on the hunt, commissioned two guides to continue his search. Later that year, the Panache Registry Monastery it's so bizarre. What? That is so bizarre, the Yeti. So weird. So what happened was basically the stuff was stolen from them and now it's been returned, which is very nice. I mean, I'd like there to be Yetis. I really would, but this does not seem to be genuine to me. I'm sorry about that. Saga of the Yeti's Hand. Okay. Now, who's your uncle and who's your mother's brother and who's your dad's father and who's Titchy Poo? Rubber, rubber, dubber, nubber, rubble, bee boo, babu nabe. I'm just burping a lot. I'm sorry about that. I don't mean to make your life a misery, but Let's take a look. Let's take a look. India's Forbidden Mountain doesn't look really important. How about the ruins of the secret Nazi redoubt? That sounds fun. How are you guys these days? Are you all right? I'm just hanging out here. How many more shows? I have 8 more shows, 6 more days, and then I get to drive home. I'm really looking forward to it. I've been away too long, and I want to be around my own toilet and dropping stuff. I want to be just playing hockey with my friends. I want to live. Wow. A team of Argentine archaeologists found a secret Nazi lair, a cluster of stone structures now covered by thick vines. German coins from the 1930s, fragments of made in Germany porcelain, and Nazi symbols on the walls. Find no other explanations of why we'd build these structures. Where are they? Why would you want to go to the middle of the jungle and live there? That turned out to be not that interesting, I must admit. Let's see, is there anything else interesting? No. I'm saying no. This is boring now. Oh, there's Javan rhinos. That's funny. Little pink rhinos running around. Hee. What's happening now? Why do I want to watch an ad every time? Oh, I could eat dinner and eat shrimp and watch Look at Ayers Rock. That would be so great. I wish I could do that, but slowly and jerkily. Oh well. Screw that. I'm saying screw it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening in. I'm scared and I love you, but I want to touch your bum with a knife. Is that a bad thing? I don't think so. Okay, how long have we been talking? Well, we got a lot done today. I think it was nice to see you. I'm sorry I took so long. And I'm sorry I was crying in your heart. I'm sorry I took your pants off and yelled down the pant legs. Sorry about that. I want to just be happy, okay? I just want you to be happy. I want you to put a bag on your mouth and squish me. Do you understand? Woo-dee-dee-doo-dee-doo. You know what? I'm tired of curated bullshit. Okay, if you like something, just like it. You don't need it curated, you fucking wieners. Anyway, thank you. Have a lovely day. Keep your pants on. Take your mother to the market and let her buy some fresh produce. I'm Sean Cullen. I'm gonna do what I do. You do what you do. We'll do what we do. And we'll all live together. Merry Christmas, Uncle Joe. I adore you.